This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Protesters have attacked the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Amid anger over U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia in Iraq, dozens of militiamen and supporters broke into the giant compound in an unprecedented attack, with American guards responding with tear gas. The State Department says all Americans are secure and there are no plans to evacuate the embassy. Two defense officials say a small number of Marines specially trained to protect diplomatic missions will go to Baghdad. President Trump is blaming Iran for the attack and calling for Iraqi forces to protect the embassy. The breach and the airstrikes represent a major downturn in U.S.-Iraqi relations. Baghdad has condemned the strikes, and its security forces made no effort to stop protesters marching to the embassy. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Hong Kong demonstrators formed human chains and organized protests at shopping malls on New Year's Eve, urging people not to give up the fight for democracy in 2020, while police were out in force across the city to quell any unrest. Police stopped and searched visitors at the Harbor City shopping mall.
In the new year, we'll also fight for democracy and freedom, and we will never forget those who sacrificed their future and their lives, and we must let the government to accept our demands so Hong Kong will be a better place in the future.
That's one protester at the shopping mall. Authorities canceled the popular midnight fireworks for the first time in a decade, citing security concerns. The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Sydney held